Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, IMS and Cognos for Business Analytics. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a question and answer session. Today's teleconference is being recorded. In this teleconference, you'll learn how to extend your use of IMS data and maximize your IMS investment. Our speakers for today's teleconference are Deepak Kohli, IMS Modernization and IMS SOA Enablement, and Mike Beer, Marketing Manager, Data Warehousing on System Z, QMS, Cognos for System. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our first speaker, Mike Beer.
Thanks very much, and folks, thanks for joining us here. I'm rather excited about the solution. You know, the title of the presentation is IMS and Cognos, an Optimal Solution for Operational Business Analytics. I'm here with my colleague, Deepak Kohli, who's part of development. I am a senior technical marketing manager for IBM Silicon Valley Lab, and I cover business analytics and data warehousing on System Z. I'm going to take the first half of this and pretty much lay the foundation of the drive to utilize IMS with Cognos in an operational business analytics solution, and then hand over to Deepak to do a far deeper dive into the actual technology. So without further ado, let's move on to slide number two. There are many things customers telling us today in the warehousing and the analytics space, and you could probably relate to these. I just wanted to pick out a few that are salient. Many are telling us the current data warehouse and analytics strategy doesn't support real-time and operational access. And by that, I mean, let's say we're talking IMS, a transaction that came in, you know, a couple seconds ago. That may be very critical to doing some immediate decision, such as an operational sense, or let's say a customer service rep discussing with a customer. They don't want to talk about things they bought a month ago. They want to talk about it now. The other thing we hear is the existing data warehouse cycle, although they may be getting a lot of the information they want, the refresh cycle is too long for some users, and the information held in the warehouse is not detailed enough for operational use. It's kind of high-level aggregated data, and many end users want to use business analytics in a real-time sense against extremely detailed information. And from the IMS side, you know, we've heard this for a long time. IMS customers tell us, look, we want to integrate IMS within our overall data access infrastructure. It's not good enough anymore, and it's certainly not feeding the needs of the business to just keep extracting IMS data to load it elsewhere. It's okay for warehousing and such, but we want IMS to become a very active participant in our enterprise infrastructure. So these are things we're hearing, and let's go on to the next slide. And kind of an overview, holistic view of business analytics. My background, I've done warehousing and DB2 and IMS. I've done business analytics since IBM started dabbling with it in 1981. I actually went to Cognos for a while and came back to IBM, and now I cover Cognos on System Z. And if you look at what we're trying to do from a solution perspective, you know, if you think of it as an SOA model, at the very bottom you have all the data sources you might want to get to, you know, OLAP, relational, textual information, et cetera, and IMS should be included and involved in that category. We take a step up. We have a common metadata or business model layer. So from an end user perspective, I need to get data in whatever time period, in whatever form and format, and wherever it happens to reside, and I want to present it to me in business terms. And quite frankly, that's IT's job to do that. And in this particular regard, let's say I am an operational person and I want to do something like an immediate query on the web as an example. I want to do a portal interface to IMS. I want to pull up customer records. Now, for me, that involves real-time information, et cetera. Now, down the road, maybe the other end users, they're going to do deep analysis, and the IMS information might have been extracted, loaded into a warehouse or even an OLAP source. So what we've been doing in IBM is building a portfolio that covers the entire gamut of everything from data to infrastructure to business analytics functions. Some people like spreadsheets, some like reports, some like queries, some like dashboards, and some like KPIs. And there shouldn't be isolated pillars and pockets of data, and there shouldn't be isolated pillars and pockets of use of that data, including IMS. Let's go on to the next slide. Now, this is sort of a marketecture thing, and again, this is what we're striving to do. We look at everything, including all platforms, and now including System Z, where if you've been tracking System Z at all, we've done an amazing amount of work, and we've invested billions of dollars literally in this infrastructure in both hardware and software to come up with a holistic platform for any and all uses, including business analytics. We have data governance options, you know, data definitions. We have full-blown ETL. We have the systems management capabilities. We have integration all the way through the life cycle of the data from capture until you retire it. We keep investing in the ability to analyze, such as the acquisition of Cognos a few years ago, the acquisition of SPSS, and several other ISVs and such that we've acquired over time. But again, we're trying not to treat them as isolated pockets of analytics. Now, the one area where we've recently started making inroads and stepping up to is this concept of operational business analytics. And if you look at the red arrow on the chart here, the idea is, okay, I'm an end user, and again, maybe an operational user, maybe a support person, whatever, and there's production information captured in IMS. And for my personal specific usage, I want to get directly to that information. We see this a lot. Now, in the past, until IMS 11, we didn't really provide, quite frankly, a cost-effective or a rapid access method of doing that. With IMS 11, we announced a new JDBC access capability, which is what we've started to exploit within Cognos. And quite frankly, I'm seeing it change the minds and the attitude and the world of some of our IMS accounts. And again, you know, our view is that since we don't know what you do, we don't know what your end users do, we're simply here to try to give you as broad and deep a function and access as we possibly can. Some have said, under no circumstances will we allow anyone to access IMS directly, period. And that's a corporate decision, but we should not build a portfolio that says you can do all things but this. So again, you know, we've started strapping and snapping IMS into our new solution stack to make it more malleable and address those business requirements. Let's go to the next slide, if we could, please. Some of you may know Claudia Imhoff. She's an external consultant. We have used her quite a bit within IBM. She's a marvelous friend, but she's not a biased consultant. Claudia's been around a long time, really knows her stuff, and she's allowed us and given us permission to use this particular chart. And she discusses this at all of her external conferences, and I really like this. She really talks about three levels of business intelligence, and I guess now with a new term, we should call this business analytics. Obviously, strategic business intelligence or business analytics, this is really the long-term business goal stuff. And this is, you know, the rarefied air where we build an aggregated data warehouse and we provide KPIs and an executive portal or an EIS system or whatever to people to really develop the strategy within the enterprise itself. And again, you know, it's an executive layer. And this is where a lot of data warehousing energy has been delivered in the past 10 to 15 years. And it really helps from a strategic perspective. But again, if you aggregate data at too high a level, people beneath the executive layer find it really useless because it's aggregated at a level that doesn't address my job. If I'm a manager versus, let's say, an executive vice president, I have a more tactical view, and I might need data that's a little more granular. So we look at tactical BI. And this is kind of not so much maybe the day-to-day, maybe the week-to-week, but again, these are managers that look at tactics, and I want to know how much did we sell last week in such and such a territory, which is the lowest performing territory. Ooh, I see a trend here. I better do something. Let's communicate. Let's collaborate. And let's try to address a specific issue. Again, it's usually dealing with aggregated data, maybe a little lower than the executive level. And you see warehouses with many, many levels of granularity. And one of the terms I've heard in the past, I don't like it, but you hear it a lot, people talk about business analytics for the masses. In other words, does our warehouse host and house the data at all levels within the organization to make it useful? Very often, and most often actually, you find that it really does not because you're simply trying to capture too much data too fast. You cannot deliver it at the operational level. So where do we tend to capture operational data? Well, you know, again, in operational systems, the premier in the world is IMS. And so, again, if I look at it from an operational sense, it's intraday, and the real key here is real time, low if no latency, and as well as historical data. Now, again, if I look at the previous diagram of this grandiose view of an enterprise, I don't isolate these three areas. Your data is housed in various and sundry databases, probably multiple platforms. including IMS. And what we're saying is now you can evolve a strategy that allows you to encompass all of that at once. Let's go to the next slide. Coming from also a Cognos background, we're hearing a lot of trends today. You know, customers are saying we're trying to develop a full range of business analytics capabilities. We don't want to have segregated, isolated pockets of tools. So we see things like consolidation of BI tools, standardization of BI tools. Many of our clients are telling us now that we've delivered a bunch of things on System Z and we find we can deploy it faster and scale greater and scale faster, we're consolidating our servers. Deployment in business analytics is a big deal. I can deploy, let's say, a new instance of Linux running Cognos as an additional server in a minute or two versus trying to acquire a distributed server and all the associated cost and ragadag of setting up a new server and tying that within my infrastructure and such. Customers are telling us they're trying to, you know, drop the cost down. At the same time, they're trying to improve performance and have greater availability of business analytics capabilities. Well, if one of those capabilities is direct access to IMS and you don't want to extract the information, that's going to be a System Z solution. Now, with Cognos running on System Z under Linux or the ZOS version, we can get to IMS data directly and cut out all of this extraction, reloading, et cetera, and replatforming of IMS information. So, again, you know, we're looking at any and all databases IBM delivers in lockstep with our business analytics strategy based upon market drivers, what you're all telling us, and what industry analysts are telling us. Let's go on to the next slide. The two big things we hear about most of the time is reporting and OLAP. I want to do enterprise reporting, and I want to do highly granular reporting for some operational thing. Now, one of the things, if you're not familiar with Cognos, we can put any and all things on a pallet. People call it, you know, the desktop, whatever you want to call it, a portal. I can put multiple reports from multiple data sources together on the same pane of glass. I can even wire them together. So in a reporting or even OLAP sense, let's say that I am doing an operational thing and I want to go and take the most recent transaction or the highest transaction that came in from IMS and I want to use that as a value to feed to yet another process, a query, or a report. Again, don't think in terms of just doing operational access to IMS, but I could wire it together with other things. Maybe I would take a value that just came in from IMS and maybe I'm just monitoring events on IMS. I'm not even concerned. And when an event comes in, I want it to trigger a dashboard or even drive an OLAP analytic analysis real-time on my dashboard, I can do that. So, again, start thinking in terms of IMS as a modern, viable database within the corporate infrastructure by which you're not going to do some 50 gazillion gigabyte query. You know, let's not summarize all the sales by all departments around the world and such like that. Obviously, if you're going to use IMS in a business analytics manner, you're going to want to control that access, and Deepak will talk about that in great detail in a moment. Let's go to the next slide, if we could, please. This new option, and again, this is just to give you food for thought. What we've been asked to do in the labs and what we've delivered in IBM is we want IBM to deliver a System Z fully operational end-to-end analytic platform as an option to me. We have many customers. In fact, we have a number of new customers starting to really look at System Z in a new light. They're starting to replatform things. They're saying, if I can do it all within System Z and with the Z196 and the new announcements coming out, we have the ability to run multiple systems under a single umbrella, highly scale it, highly secure, highly malleable, and very, very prone to running any system you want from ZOS on down. So, again, I can put all of this under a singular umbrella. I can manage it all, and under that umbrella would fall IMS. So let's move on to the next slide. So, again, the value of Cognos for enhanced operational business analytics. I look at this on a regular basis and have discussions with their customers, and they're telling us it's a type of BI or BA that helps drive and optimize business operations on a daily basis. It extends the use and the value of business analytics to a much wider audience. If I'm driving it down from the executive level down to, let's say, operational types of people, it extends the value of my investment in the analytics tool. It extends the value and investment in my database, including IMS, and it extends the value of business analytics across the enterprise. In many cases, you get a more timely business decision because you're getting real-time access to data. And it lets business users get to information that is real-time if they need to do it. Not everyone would, but again, someone working at the granular level, may need direct real-time access to IMS. In some cases, it reduces the time between discovery of problems. I mean, that to me is a classic. You know, when I look at customer service type of applications, the old saw that still holds true, if it takes you five times the amount of money to get a customer back versus capturing them to begin with, if you're seeing a trend at the customer level, that's the level you want to stop at. You don't want to worry about all of a sudden all of the sales, let's say in Omaha, are dropping because who knows why, but you know, by that time, maybe the damage is done. So we look at Cognos 10 and operational BI. Now, there's a thing, it's called Cognos Real-Time Monitoring. If you're familiar with Cognos at all, it used to be called Cognos Now. Now, that is a different type of operational BI, although it could even be used in conjunction with IMS. Cognos Real-Time Monitoring is literally a dashboard being constantly fed, and the dials are spinning either forward or backward. And it's another type of operational BI. This is not a customer service rep sitting on a portal doing an inquiry for a customer, but I'm doing real-time feed. So you have kind of a duality of operational BI, if you will. And again, you know, we are looking at being able to deliver IMS information both for the direct query or the event monitoring type of BI or for the direct operational watch the dial spin business analytics. And again, we're including IMS in the overall infrastructure. And if you have an investment there and you're looking at going to IMS 11, or if you already have gone to IMS 11, we'd love to talk to you about the possibilities with what you can do with analytics within your enterprise. Let's go on to the next slide. So here's the solution, and then in a moment I'm going to hand it over to Deepak. It's Cognos with IMS 11. It's JDBC access to operational information. And again, we know that many of you that have invested heavily in IMS, this is the hub of your enterprise. This is the data that reflects the most current state of your business. And again, I'm assuming and hopefully it is all clean when it comes in or it's cleaned on the fly, but when that information is captured and it's correct and it's right, you should be able to use that in any particular sense that you want, whether it's feeding a warehouse or direct operational analytics. Again, before IMS 11, it was kind of hard to get to IMS data. You had to have a lot of IMS knowledge. There was a lot of concern about what happens when you get in there. Standard tools quite often didn't support a hierarchical data approach, and it was really just not a very attractive approach and an attractive interface. IMS 11 changes all this. Now you can integrate IMS within just about any business analytics process. You can write reports. Obviously, you want to control that and manage the access so that you're not doing the query from Hades where you're getting too much, but Deepak can certainly address that. So again, I find every single IMS installation I've ever talked to, they're extracting their data to some kind of typically relational data store to do things like typical business analytics and reports. Many clients tell us that that access is too slow, the turnaround is not timely enough, and we want to have controlled and managed access to IMS from our business analytics tools. Now, I'd like to hand this over to Deepak and let Deepak really dive into this deeply. Thanks for your time and attention. And without further ado, Deepak?
Great. Thanks, Mike. Mike, I think, laid the foundation for the drive to use Cognos with IMS for operational business analytics very nicely. And what I'm going to do in this presentation, for the rest of this presentation, actually, is actually get into the technical part of it. You know, how do you set up that interface between Cognos and IMS? What are the components that are involved? And so that's what I'm going to do. So let's get started. And before we get into the actual technical details, I'm on slide 11. I want to talk a little bit more about this open database function that Mike mentioned on the previous slide. We're able to provide this connectivity between Cognos and IMS and other tools and IMS due to this new function in version 11 called Open Database. Now, Open Database, as the name implies, is just that. We're opening up our IMS database to be accessed from within an LPAR, from across an LPAR on ZOS, or even accessed from a non-ZOS platform. So, say, from Windows or Linux, you might want to send in a request to access IMS databases. And you can do that directly. It's a very powerful function in IMS version 11. You no longer have to run a transaction in IMS just to get at that data. And so that's what Open Database is about. It's opening up our database to other environments. And what Open Database function provides is it provides two things. It provides the architecture for connectivity to connect to IMS to get at the data, And then it provides drivers that allow you to access the data. For example, JDBC drivers that allow you to issue SQL calls from a Java environment to get at the IMS data directly. Now, I will let you know that, you know, the ability to access IMS data using JDBC has been in existence since version 7 of IMS. What's new with these drivers, which we are calling universal drivers, is that the SQL is much more standardized. An open database also uses a industry standards approach for connectivity. So we use DRDA, Distributed Relational Database Architecture Protocol, coming in over, say, a TCP/IP network to access the IMS data. What we have here on slide 11 is sort of the components that are involved in the connectivity. IMS Connect has been around for quite some time. This is our TCP/IP gateway. This is our TCP/IP listener. It listens for requests coming in for IMS. And in the case of Open Database, it uses SCI. SCI stands for Structured Call Interface. It's a component of CSL, which was introduced back in version 8. And it uses SCI to talk to this brand new address space that is called ODBM, Open Database Manager. And ODBM receives these requests, and then using ODBA, Open Database Attached Facility, to connect to IMS, and IMS then goes ahead and processes the request, gets the data, and then returns it back. So you can have, for example, Cognos running on a Windows platform, and because of our universal drivers, you can issue, you know, JDBC calls through our universal drivers, which are running in Cognos, and that request will then be shipped over TCP/IP into Connect. Connect will then give it to ODBM. ODBM, using ODBA, will then give it to IMS. IMS will then process the request, get the data, and ship it right back. So this function of Open Database is available in version 11. It's a pretty powerful function. Moving on to the next slide, page 12. Now we're going to get into the details of how do we establish that connectivity between IMS and Cognos. Well, Cognos provides support for different data sources, DB2, Oracle, and so on. And one of the things that Cognos provides is support for generic JDBC drivers. And since IMS, now with version 11, provides a generic JDBC driver, any tool, including Cognos, that provides support for generic JDBC driver can now access IMS. So that's what we're going to use in Cognos, is that generic JDBC driver support to get at IMS. Moving on to the next slide. So here we nicely lay out the different components of Cognos that we're going to use to establish the connectivity between IMS and Cognos. Now, I want to point out something here. This presentation covers, you know, setting up the connection between IMS and Cognos, and we're under the assumption that we're using Cognos version 8. We are currently at the lab looking into using DQM in Cognos version 10, but that will become available later on. So right now, the connectivity that exists between IMS and Cognos is Cognos 8. And specifically, the components that we use in Cognos to set that connectivity is VVM, Virtual View Manager, and then Framework Manager. VVM is a component of Cognos that allows access to different data sources. It creates views for those different data sources that are optimized for Cognos 8. You know, it can provide access to the different data sources using various connectivity, for example, JDBC connectivity, ODBC, OS file system, or even SOAP, for that matter. Framework Manager, on the other hand, is the component that's used to model those views. So those are the two components of Cognos that we're going to use to establish that connectivity. And then once that's done, you can simply go on to the Cognos report writer and start generating reports and start doing business analytics. So it's a very simple process. Let's go into this in a little more detail. So I'm on to the next slide. slide 14, Virtual View Manager. So here are the steps. It's basically a 1-2-3 process of setting up that link between Cognos and IMS. And it doesn't take days. It doesn't take weeks. It's a matter of minutes to do this. So the first thing you do is you go into VVM. Now, VVM has two main components. There's the VVM server, which is the main engine that runs processes. And then there's the VVM Studio, which is a client console that is used to connect, model, and expose the data sources. So the first thing you do is you go into VVM, you'd stop it, and then you would copy our IMS JDBC driver, which is packaged as imsudb.jar. The UDB stands for universal. So you'd take that IMS JDBC driver, and this is shipped with IMS, and you would take that driver plus your IMS database views, and you would copy them into a directory or folder under the adapters folder. So it'll be VVM / configuration / adapters / and then you'd create a new folder and put copy in the IMS JDBC driver and the IMS database views. Now let's talk about this database views here. The way we are able to give you this ability to issue SQL calls against IMS is basically, even though IMS is hierarchical, we view every segment and its occurrences is basically just a table. Table and the occurrences of each segment is basically a row in that table. And so to have that metadata of each segment and the different fields within the segment, that metadata that is used by JDBC, that is generated by this utility called the BLI model utility. Now, it has gone through different name changes. I think it started off with the BLI model utility, and then it became the enterprise BLI model utility, and then I believe now it's packaged as part of the IMS Explorer. But nevertheless, you can, the BLI model utility takes as input your PSPs, your DVDs, your copybooks, and it generates this metadata that is required by JDBC to access your IMS databases. So the universal driver plus this metadata that's generated by the BLI model utility, you'd copy that into a folder, and then you'd start up VVM, and then you'd go in and you would, you know, define a new adapter. And basically, when you define a new adapter, you know, you would say we're going to use a generic JDBC support. You specify that folder that contains your IMS JDBC driver and the metadata that was generated by the BLI model utility. And then after you've done that, you would then create a new what they call it a new data source. But basically, you would specify the connection properties for the specific IMS under that adapter. So you'd specify the host name, the port number, user ID, password, and so on, as you see there on this particular page. One other thing to keep in mind is that you would also need to have that APAR PM12893 installed as part of your service that provides support for access to tools like Cognos and Data Source Explorer using our generic JDBC support. Once you define this new data source and the new adapter, you simply publish the segments or the tables, if you will, that you want to make available. And that's what you have to do to set up the VVM to access IMS. Moving on to the next page, page 15 now, slide 15. And the next step we do is we go into Framework Manager, and there's the Import ODBC Data Sources wizard that you pull up, and you configure the relations between the tables or the segments, if you will. And this is required for use of joins in Cognos. And so this is how you basically do the modeling, is you go into Framework Manager and you set up the relationship. In this particular example, we're showing a snapshot of a wizard where we are setting up a relationship between the customer root segment and the policy segment. Once that's done, once you define your relationships between the segments or tables, if you will, you're now ready. That's it. Those are the two steps that are required, is to set up a VDM, to model your relationships in Framework Manager, and now you're ready to go in and start generating reports. And that's step three on the next slide, slide 16. You basically open up your Report Studio, select the package that was published in Framework Manager, and then you drag and drop the objects into the widgets that are provided by Cognos, and you create your charts and your graphs and so on. It's as simple as that. And as I said, it doesn't take, days, minutes. It's simply a matter of doing it in minutes. Moving on to the next slide, slide 17. This is sort of summarizing what we talked about. The VVM provides access to different sources, and the way it provides access to IMS is we use the generic JDBC support. The Cognos Framework Manager uses ODBC, open database connectivity, to access the different views that are published by VVM. And once you have modeled or set up your relationships using the Framework Manager, you can now go into report offering and publishing reports. So that's basically what the setup entails to link IMS with Cognos. Now, come on over to the next slide, slide 18. We have an example. This is sort of something we had set up in the lab where and we generated some reports. So this is an insurance claims processing application. You've got a root segment called the customer segment that contains customer information, like customer number, customer name, their address. And then underneath that customer segment, we've got another segment that contains, various occurrences of segments that contain policy information that customer has, different insurance policies that they have. And then underneath that, we've got another segment that, gets much more specific information about that policy, the policy number, what type of policy it is, and so on. And given this sort of an application, you can now generate reports. And come on over to the next page, page 19. So what we are showing you is just some examples of some of the commonly asked business questions that you can now do against your operational data. So there may be time-related questions. How did we do in this month as far as sales go versus the last month? There may be product-related information. What percentage of my overall revenue is brought in from product line A versus product line B? Location information. How does sales growth in Europe compare to North America? So these are the questions you can now get at directly, against your operational data. You don't have to wait for the end of the night or the end of the week for the data to be copied over to a warehouse. So going back to now our insurance example that we had, going on to the next page, page 20. So one of the things you could now do using Cognos is you can access detailed information regarding customer accounts, view basic account information regarding policies, and you can do then drill down into policies and claims. And that's sort of one scenario. And then next page, page 21, we're sort of showing you some other scenarios. You might want to obtain a high-level view of key performance measures. So, for example, year-to-date performance of the insurance firm based on revenue, costs, and profits, and draw a graph, if you will. A nation map that displays the number of claim files by state during the current fiscal year. And then drill down capabilities into monthly performance. So, and the pictures that you see on this page, these were actually charts that we generated in the lab using Cognos going against IMS. Moving on to the next page, page 22. So this is sort of just a summary of, what you can now do with Cognos and IMS, real-time access to IMS data for report generating. And you can take advantage of creating and managing business-related data and translating that into visual presentations. The knowledge to help decision-makers know sooner and react more quickly than competition. And this is one of the reasons, really, why, you know, it's much, much more important to get at that data, operational data, as soon as possible, because the business climate has changed. The economic times that we're living in, you know, it's you know, you're in business today, you may have been in business for years, and then, you know, in the next few weeks, you could be out of business if you don't react to your competition fast enough. So this is the advantage that you have of getting to your operational data directly using Cognos and doing business analytics. So on the next page, I think there's a picture of me and Mike. Your feedback is important. We'd love to hear from you and tell us what you think. We currently have several customers looking at this stuff, playing with this. We have a state that is actually looking to implement doing business analytics against IMS data using Cognos. We have two manufacturing customers that are also playing with this, looking at this, and they're pretty excited about this. So with that, I'll turn it back to the operator, and then we look forward to hearing your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike and Deepak. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a Q&A session with the presenters. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment. And for the first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. And for our second question, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. For a third question, what version of IMS are you running? If IMS 9, press star 1. If IMS 10, press star 2. If IMS 11, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment. And for our fourth question, are you interested in an IMS business value assessment? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. If not sure or need more information, press star 3. For our fifth question, do you currently have Cognos installed? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. If not sure or need more information, press star 3. for our sixth question. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving information on this teleconference. If yes, press star 1. If no info is desired at this time, press star 2. We'll pause again for just a moment. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Keep in mind if you are on a speakerphone to depress your mute function to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. And while we wait for question, I'd like to turn the conference back to our presenters.
Thank you very much, and thanks, folks, for attending. Deepak, I'm sure if any questions come in, they're going to be at your level, but we'll have to see here. Hopefully we'll have some inquiries here. I hope that this is meaningful. Again, my role is, you know, I'm worldwide technical marketing for business analytics. I've been in this space for a long time, also ex-Cognos, et cetera. What I've been most excited about is IBM has decided to heavily reinvest in System Z as a platform, and in doing so, what our clients are telling us is, you know, then if you're going to do that, then incorporate all of the facilities we use on Z, DB2, you know, IMS per this call and others, you know, even CICS. We can do real-time monitoring and the kicks from Cognos. So not only are we investing in business analytics, but we're heavily investing in integration across the Z portfolio. So do we have any questions?
We do not have any questions at this time, but just as a reminder, that's star 1 if you would like to ask a question.
Well, Deepak, either we've covered it all or all the questions have been answered. You have our contact information, folks. And, again, you know, I do that all the time. I get off of WebEx. I drop off 10 minutes later. I thought, oh, gee, I should have asked this. You have our information. Please feel free to reach out and ask us anything that you need, any requests, any desires. We will certainly handle the question, get back to you as quickly as possible. So I'll wait one more here, and I am assuming we're not having any questions coming in.
We have no questions at this time.
Well, let's terminate the call. Thank everyone very much for attending. Hopefully it's meaningful, and have a wonderful day, everyone. Enjoy.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you all for your participation.